For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, major Western powers say they're united in their approach to talks on Iran's nuclear program. They say they'll reject any agreement that does not meet their demands. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond spoke after meeting with his counterparts from France, Germany, and the United States.
We are all committed to seeking to achieve an agreement which is comprehensive, durable, and verifiable, but we are equally clear that an agreement is only deliverable if it meets all of those requirements. We will not do a bad deal that does not meet our red lines.
World powers, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States are trying to reach a deal with Iran over its nuclear program by the end of the month. Western powers want to prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Tehran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only and wants crippling sanctions removed. In other news, the United States withdrew all of its personnel from Yemen on Saturday, one day after suicide bombers killed at least 137 people at two mosques in the rebel-controlled capital Sana'a. About 100 U.S. Special Forces have been stationed at the Al-Anad Air Base in the south, from which they launched drone strikes against Al-Qaeda targets. UN Security Council will hold emergency meeting on Yemen later today. Yemen has sunk into violence and chaos since a popular uprising ousted the longtime strongman Ali Abdullah Saleh in 2012. Iranian allied Houthis seized the capital in September. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden telephoned Iraqi Kurdistan President Masoud Barzani on Saturday to express condolences for the beheadings of three Kurdish fighters by the Islamic State last week. Barzani promised to avenge the deaths. He wrote in an online statement, "Those who martyr the Peshmerga, the Kurdish fighters, in this way before now and in the future, will see how the hand of the heroic fighters will reach to them." Islamic State posted an internet video on Friday showing people it says were wounded by Kurdish rocket fire. It then shows three Kurdish fighters being beheaded one at a time. A Russian senior official says that Moscow is now seeking confrontation with NATO. The Russian Interfax news agency reported Saturday that Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov, made a statement to that effect at a news briefing before foreign defense attachés in Moscow addressing the outcome of a major inspection of the Russian armed forces and their combat readiness. In an attempt to reassure the audience, Antonov said that Russia is not going to attack anyone. However, Russia's ambassador to Denmark, Mikhail Vanin, said Saturday that Danish ships will become Russian targets if countries join NATO's missile defense system. U.S. Ambassador to Denmark, Rufus Gifford, tweeted in a response that Vanin's comments do not inspire confidence or contribute to peace and stability. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on congressional Republicans to confirm Loretta Lynch. She is his nominee for Attorney General. In his weekly media address, the president said that no one could argue with Lynch's qualifications.
It has been more than 4 months since I nominated Loretta Lynch to serve as Attorney General. And this time, Republican leaders in Congress won't even let her nomination come up for a vote. In fact, by Monday, Loretta will have been languishing on the Senate floor for longer than the seven previous attorney generals combined.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has warned there will be no vote on Lynch, who could be the country's first female African-American attorney general, until the Senate passes legislation on human trafficking. However, Democrats object to anti-abortion language that has been added to that bill. Tens of thousands of people greeted Pope Francis on Saturday. He was in Italy's south, the impoverished south, where he addressed issues such as organized crime and corruption. Youth unemployment in high places like Scampia, where he was, that may end up working as drug couriers or extortionists. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.